just don't care. Tight pants, line dance, Stetson hats, and cowboy boots. They got a Friday night, get right, honky tonk attitude. Well, their waitress never leaves you with a happy big glass, and every girl's on the dance floor shaking her wig.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of airstrikes across Lebanon as Israel's long simmering conflict with Hezbollah begins to boil over. Lebanon's health ministry saying that the death toll has now reached 558 people. More than 1,600 have been wounded. Major wars in Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, and now a possible wider conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. World leaders discussing all of it in New York this week as the UN General Assembly meets. Promising new data on obesity rates in American adults.
The CDC releasing new data showing more than 40% of adults in the U.S. are technically obese. That's slightly down from nearly 42% between 2017 and 2020, but is still higher than 37% a decade ago. With the public health concerns so high, lawmakers in Washington today will weigh their options in hopes of bringing down the cost of weight loss drugs.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. John, now a tropical storm hitting Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC. A new lawsuit over recycling. The state of California suing oil giant ExxonMobil, saying it has lied to the public about just how easy it is to recycle plastics.
The suit claims Exxon promoted the widely used chasing arrow recycling symbol, leading buyers to believe products with the symbol would be recycled if disposed of properly. But a study in 2022 found only about 5% of plastic waste in the U.S. is actually recycled, the rest being incinerated or sent went to a landfill. ExxonMobil responding, saying, for decades, California officials have known their recycling system isn't effective. They failed to act, and now they seek to blame others.
NBC's Lana Moise. Kmart, which once had more than 2,000 locations across the country, is down to just one full-size store, and now that one is weeks away from closing for good. It's on New York's Long Island and will close next month. One smaller format Kmart store still open in Miami. Cherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. A former Kewaskum School resource officer pleads guilty to bestiality charges. Stephen Rosales entered the plea on three felony counts Monday. In May, Rosales pleaded not guilty to charges of having an inappropriate relationship with a high school student. Former President Donald Trump will make another stop in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is scheduled for an event in Prairie du Chien Saturday morning. News release says he'll hear from local community leaders and residents about immigration. It's the former president's sixth visit to Wisconsin this year. Be careful when buying a car online. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau advises you to stick with trusted online dealers, but never pay money for a vehicle you haven't inspected yourself. Find a link to retailers and more tips on buying a car, even in person at a dealership, online at BBB.org. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope. There is help. And there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 by Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas.
Look who's looking at me. grandma's grasp. Back then she was nothing but
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN Exile. She's a miracle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-40s across the region this morning. Expecting highs in the 70s later on today. The quiet weather will continue. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour in our newsmaker segment, talking with Christina Olson with Olson Farm Services. Christina is starting a cover crop service farmers where she can plant cover crops on your farm. We're going to find out a little bit more about that with Christina and some of the benefits of having cover crops as well during our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Outsourcing your social media efforts, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. Our guest, we hear comments from Callie Jo Coates, owner of Breyer Marketing, who shares what dairy farmers can do to tweet and post and all that other social media stuff. Here's Callie.
Social media, there's some people that are very, very specific to what we call the algorithm on social media. So if you're going to be on social media, you need to know this algorithm and you need to be pushing content in that way. We also have people who are of the, if you are on social media, you need to be doing everything and anything on that social media channel and da, da, da. What I boil down in social media to is social media is you being social online. It is not meant to just continuously put stuff out there and walk away and say, yep, I'm done. I did what I needed to do. When you're looking at social media, you want to choose one. So we have like the heavy hitters that you probably know of like Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I mean, more than you will ever know, because honestly, some of them are very niche specific. So there are ones that are specific to travel. There's ones that are specific to gaming online. And so as we look at social media, it can get overwhelming in that regard, because you can really go wherever you want, but just pick one. And when I say pick one, you might be going, well, I don't know which one I should choose. And that's okay, because we have to ask ourselves, what are our goals with social media? Why do you want to share your story or your business or your farm on social media? I know for some people, the reason they want to share is because they want to make more sales. So if you have an agribusiness that you're still selling direct to consumer, or even if you are selling business to business and you want to reach other businesses, you might be using that social media to be able to reach an audience that you can't reach otherwise. There's other people who their reason why is because they want to share the agricultural story with the general public. And that's a great reason why. But in everything that you're doing on that social media, the why is so important, not only because that's kind of why you're making your content, but it also keeps you motivated when you're on social media. So the second thing we look at is what type of content do you want to create? So video to some degree is king. That is where we're seeing a lot of traction within social media. So with reels and short form videos, we are getting to a lot of people, because that's what's getting pushed out by our social media channels. You have the videos, we're getting new, gaining new followers, and they're still seeing all your other content. It's a great way to attract new followers. But on the flip side, if you're not comfortable doing it, there's still so many other ways to build your marketing. Something too to keep in mind is identifying your audience. Who are you trying to target and how are you getting to them? The big takeaway from this is understanding whether or not you want to be on social media, because you have a choice. You don't have to be on social media. There are other ways to promote yourself. Social media is just a really good avenue to reach a lot of people. So have that very candid conversation with yourself of, is this going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit my business? Is it going to benefit my goals? And then after doing that, pick one social media channel and really work at it. Know that there are options out there. So looking at outsourcing and, you know, having that conversation within your entity or with yourself, just saying, is it worth it to me to pay someone else to do this? You know, after you have in your the arsenal of, okay, I want to be a part of social media, whether that be that someone else is doing it or I'm doing it, keeping that in your pocket and knowing that and go forward and just start. Because if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to get anywhere. And that's something that I tell a lot of people as we go forward is it's, and it can be messy. Don't worry about the mess. You can always delete things down the road. You can hide things down the road and that's okay. But you need to just get started somewhere.
And those are comments from Callie Jo Coates, owner of Briar Marketing, who's sharing social media efforts. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Progress in Education, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The United Negro College Fund is celebrating 80 years of helping students get to and through college. Lisa Rollins, chief fundraiser, is happy to be supporting more than 600,000 students across the country.
80 years later, we're still trying to do the same thing. We're honoring their legacy, but we hope that our students are transforming the future.
We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Fresh off the farm, just out of school, face of an angel, nobody's fool. Turquoise boots, Atlanta Braves cap, denim and lace, you gotta love that. She rolled into town, her dreams in a sack, an old guitar and a blue Pontiac. She's taking a vow, she ain't turning back. She knows what she wants and you gotta love that. Long way from home, white picket fence. She turned down a ring from her old boyfriend.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. New McCoy, you gotta love that. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning, and good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 46 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 6 to 23.18. December steady at 21.78. January down 1 to 20.61. February up 3 at 19.87. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 259, 40-pound blocks down 3 3/4 to 220, one trade a block on the day, cash butter down 3 1/4 to 294, two trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 138, one trade on the day, dry whey also steady at 58 3/4, no trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are called mixed today. Both cattle and hogs closed in positive territory on Monday as technical buying continued as well. Now, cattle futures continue to increase as the mood of the trade has changed due to the strength in the cash markets from yesterday. Now, hog markets also moved mostly higher to keep the upward trend intact, but demand was mixed last week, and if we don't see an increasing demand, we could see hogs go back the other way and move lower. October live cattle opened the day at 183.25, December 183.82, February 184.85. September feeder cattle open at 245.10, October 244.47, November 242.75. October hogs open at 82.30, December 74.87, February at 78.40. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly lower. Soybeans, though, moving slightly higher. Wheat is mixed. Now, there is some technical buying still in the soybean markets and also expectations of increasing Chinese demand. China has implemented some stimulus measures for their economy. So that has the soybeans moving higher. Not a little bit of profit taking, though, really, in corn and wheat this morning. December corn and March corn both down 1/4. December at 413 1/4, March 431 1/2. May down 0.5 to 442. New crop 25 down 3/4 to 450. November beans up 3 3/4 to 1043. January up 4 to 1060 3/4. March up 3 3/4 to 1073 1/2. New crop 25 up 2 1/4 to 1082. October soybean meal up $1.30 to 327.80. October soybean oil up 43 cents to 43.05. Chicago wheat December down 1/4 to 582 1/4. March down 0.5 to 6 3/4. Minneapolis wheat December down 1.5 to 617 1/2. March down 4 at 636 1/2. Energy markets sharply higher again on the news of that Chinese stimulus package. November crude oil up $1.69 to 72.06. December up $1.66 to 71.27. October gas up 4 cents to 202. November also up 4 cents to 2 even. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn $3.49, cash and new crop beans $9.54. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn 363.5, October 363.5, New Crop 363.5, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash and October Corn 372, New Crop 365, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash and New Crop Corn 358, Cash Beans 964, January at 971. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 363, New Crop 363, Cash and New Crop Beans at 959. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 370, New Crop 369, Cash and New Crop Beans 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 353, New Crop 361, Cash and New Crop Beans 976. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 156 to 177, market cows 105 to 130, bulls 135 to 166, calves 300 to 890, beef steers 110 to 325, Holstein steers 180 to 410. Sheep markets, market lambs 195 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 97 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing. is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And a good Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikens. And joining us this morning is Christina Olson. She has something new from Olson Farm Services. And we know Olson Farms. I know them from the greenhouse in Mondovi, but the produce stand, I miss so much. But Christina has something new that she's doing. I thought, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity to talk about it. Farmers, something that you really, really need to consider. And that's some of the cover crop services that Christina's providing. And Christina, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess first, tell us a little bit about what you've just started. Tell us about the new service.
Right. So those that know me or may not know me, you know that I've been involved in agriculture for all of my life. Grew up on the farm, and like Brian said, that I grew up on the produce stand along Highway 10 between Mondovi and Durand. We retired from that in 2011, and then we transitioned into really, really expanding our greenhouses. And I've been involved in the customer services and retail part of agriculture for a long time. And then my sister, she kind of picked back up the produce stand along Highway 10 doing sweet corn, picking that back up. And but I've been kind of involved in that, and she's doing pumpkins and all that. So I've been involved in agriculture and always in the customer side of it, and seeing what benefits and what I've been involved in different practices and what different farmers have been trying over the years, and kind of picking up the goods and the bads and just trying to split the middle, and just listening to everybody at conferences and attending innovational meetings, and to see how that can be brought back home and put into practice. So after attending several meetings here over the last years, it's evident that cover crops are really starting to pick up, and that there's a lot of benefits that can go with that can then truly affect your bottom line here going forward. With $4 corn, $3 corn, you got to really be counting pennies. And I feel like by incorporating cover crops, it could help benefit us by capturing nutrients, letting the plants scavenge nutrients for yourself, for your crop. That way, maybe you won't have to put on 90 pounds of N at side dress. Maybe you might be able to back off down to 80. 10 pounds is 10 pounds, and that can definitely affect your bottom line right there.
And so, Christina, you started this service where you'll actually come out to a farm and work with that farmer to help them plant cover crops for this fall. And I guess, let's say I have a farm. Okay, I give Christina a call. You come out. What are some of the things you're going to do before you even recommend, okay, you should either use this or that or the other thing?
Right. So I have two recommendations. So there's multiple different cover crops that you can use out there on your land. So there's two main ones. So you have rye. A lot of people use rye. It's a great cover crop, great choice, but you have to be diligent on your practices and how you use them. So for rye, when you use it, if you're going to be planting ahead of corn, rye, upon termination, can leave an allopathic toxin on there, and it will then damage your corn. At the end of the day, I'm here to grow a great crop, and I'm not in. And if I'm going to plant a cover crop that's at the expense of my income, I really have to think about what I'm going to be doing. So I think rye is a great usage, but we have to be diligent about how we go about the practice. So if we're going to be using rye, I would 100% suggest that maybe let's try to use it ahead of beans. There's a lot of great stuff. So the reason why I want to go towards beans is because we have an issue in this area called white mold. And those that have had it, we all know that white mold can really affect the beans, right? So it will make beans go down. It won't let it mature, yield out potentially how it's supposed to. So by having rye on there ahead of beans, it prevents that spore to be splashed up on there by having massive biomass out there.
So it's, and in some respects then what you're telling me is that might be a natural way to help it get rid of that, or at least minimize the white mold issue.
Yes, it won't eliminate it, but it will definitely help reduce it. So by going with wide rows into beans and by creating that large biomass, it'll prevent when the raindrops fall, it'll help reduce that raindrop from hitting the actual soil, that it'll then land on the grass of the rye, and then it'll soften that splash. It won't actually hit the ground. It won't splash up the spores. So I think rye is a great option ahead of beans for that reason. If we're going to be going planting a cover crop ahead of corn, I would suggest going with wheat. Wheat is not known in this area, but we still are going to have a lot of beneficial scavenged nutrients. We're still going to have a lot of good stuff that goes with it, but we won't be damaging our commodity the following year. If we're going to be going through with this, we definitely have to be diligent about it. And I don't want to hurt my corn. $3 corn, I need it. I need every dollar. I need every bushel. So if we're going to be going the route of cover crops, let's try wheat. Let's get out of the box, get out of our comfort zone, and let's just look at it. So a lot of people say, well, rye has a rye germs when it's really cold out. Well, wheat ain't too far behind. So rye, you can germ at 34 degrees, which is pretty darn cold. If it's that cold out, I don't want to germ either. But wheat, it'll germ at 38 degrees. So that's not too far off. And rye will start growing at 38 degrees, and wheat will start growing at 42. So as long as that seed has been germed, it will be present, it'll winter over, and it'll be good to roll. No problems there. So another thing, it also takes a live plant to feed mycorrhizae, and mycorrhizae is kind of what helps build your soil health and builds aggregates and helps reduce your soil erosion and keeps your microbiologies happy and healthy. So as long as we have that germination going there, we're going to have a happy, healthy soil proceeding on forward throughout the winter, and that way we have, hopefully won't have bare ground going throughout the winter. Now, we had a really warm winter here this last year, and by February, crepes, we had 70-degree days. So a lot of people saw green up in the fields happening. You know, that plant was starting to come out of dormancy, and it was starting to green up again. So, you know, as long as we get that germination happening here this fall, I mean, we're kind of off to good starts. So we have good soil moisture happening, and we have warm days ahead of us, so we should be able to get rolling here pretty good on germination. And I feel like crops are going to be coming off here pretty quick here, Sue, especially around the first.
Another issue, Christina, for farmers with having a cover crop is soil compaction as well, or at least to help maybe reduce some of that. Even though we're planting something, we're kind of going over the field again, but that cover crop's going to help reduce that compaction, right?
Right. So a lot of people, let's look at the rye wheat versus compaction and what they can do to help alleviate that. So when you go into a field with a tractor, combine, sprayer, any of the above, you're going to create an up to 120 PSI pressure in the ground. And you can get rid of that in two ways. You can let the cover crop do it, or else you'll have to do it mechanical by tillage. And well, if we're going to be trying to qualify for the carbon intensity program, tillage is not an option. So we have to use the cover crops to our benefit. So rye versus wheat. So if we're already creating it up to 120, even more at times, depending upon the saturation of the ground, rye can alleviate compaction of they can break through up to 100 PSI. And wheat's trailing that by 5 to 10 percentage behind that. If you really want to get pretty deep into breaking up, so hairy vetch is actually going to be your best alleviator, or even a radish will help break it up. They either one can go up to 136 PSI up there, which is a point's a point, and we'll take it any way we can. If we're going to veer away from the mechanical disturbance of dirt, we have to use the plants at our benefit and work with them and have them work for us as well.
Talking with Christina Olson with Olson Farm Services. They have a new cover crop planting program, and talking a little bit with Christina about that. Now, there's also a couple of financial benefits to this, one from crop insurance and two, some of these other programs that the crop or the carbon credit score that farther down the road. So there's some financial benefits here for farmers, right?
Right. So for those that take out crop insurance, you will receive a $5 off your crop insurance the following year. It'll be a credit towards your planted cover crop acres. And then there's also this new program coming out here that's just kind of been in the works. Some people have been starting to hear about it. It's called a carbon intensity score. So that's based off of four practices that are happening on your field. So whether you're applying manure, if you're doing cover crops, if you're doing what your tillage program is all about, and then your fertilizer program. So manure is the biggest benefit. So the lower your score, the higher your premium will be in your tax credit. So if you're applying manure, that's going to be your top number one. So that's where you're really going to start to reduce your carbon index intensity score. Followed up by cover crops, minimum tillage, and then your N usage to your final bushels. So what you do for the 2024 crop will be based upon on how you get paid in 25. So this program is going to come into effect here January 1st, and they're going to figure out what you're doing on your acres, and then they're going to say, okay, this is what it's worth in a premium. You know, we're at $4 corn now, and they're saying that premium can be close to a dollar or so towards a bushel. So that $4 corn is now $5 corn. Or it could be even more or less. You know, that's just a ballpark. But, you know, it's really something to be thinking about here this year. What you're doing this year is going to affect your bottom dollar line next year in the upcoming season.
So, Christina, if farmers want to chat with you more, how can they get a hold of you?
Right. So contact me on my cell phone. I don't have a business page set up yet, but that's work in progress. We'll see how this year goes, and then I'll put a little more effort into it. So just the farmer way, get a hold of me, stop by. So my cell phone number is 715-495-6104. And just shoot me a text or phone call, or else, you know, if you know us, stop on by at the grain bins there at the shop and be happy to help you with any questions that you might have.
You bet. Well, it sounds like, and again, Christina has all of the equipment. She can come out to your farm, can kind of go through the fields with you and talk about what might be best and what your plans are. And get that cover. She can get that cover crop in for you right now, because harvest is definitely underway. Christina, again, really appreciate you joining us. Thanks. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Christina Olson with Olson Farm Services. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Another pleasant day is expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have seasonal temperatures with plenty of sunshine, and then a slow warming trend will begin tomorrow and into the weekend. It looks like rain chances will be minimal at best. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, southeast winds at 5 to 7, becoming light. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 45 to 50, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, and a light wind. For Wednesday, sunshine, high 72 to 77, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, light winds becoming west at 5 to 7. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. Sunday, continued partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs 70 to 75.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Do
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at